Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living, how to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so happy you are here, especially with the year ahead. I have so much good stuff coming your way, and we're going to go even deeper on this podcast, even more vulnerable, even more relatable, and most importantly, even more actionable. I really, really want this to be the year where, if you have been listening to my podcast, even if you just stumble across it, you're able to take what you're listening to and actually apply them into your life, the concepts. Because you can know all the things, but if you aren't actually changing who you are, if you aren't actually shifting your energy, it's going to be very hard for you to get the outcomes you want. And when you can really create that alignment from within, because our lives are a mirror of who we are being, how we're showing up, that alignment will be mirrored back to us in every area of our life. And so if you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you get notifications when I upload new episodes every week, twice a week. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about, it's going to be really raw, really vulnerable, and I'm just going to be very honest because I know this is something that is going to be relatable to a lot of people. And as always, I want to keep it real with you on this podcast about how I've been feeling physically and how I've intentionally made shifts and will continue to do so in order for me to thrive. And while I am mentally feeling amazing and emotionally for the most part, but physically I've not been feeling my best at all. As of last week, I've been on some new medication and the side effects are real. While I won't get into the nitty gritty in terms of what kind of medication I'm on and why, at least not yet, I will tell you that the side effects have involved me feeling exhausted no matter how much I sleep. I feel like I could sleep for 10 more hours. Working out is a struggle. I'm feeling so bloated, especially around my stomach. There's so much water retention and I find myself feeling a lot more triggered. Whereas in the past, I've become someone who is very energized, feeling really good in her skin, and I'm very in control of my emotions. But right now, I feel like a different person. And as much as I want to lament and complain about my body, I'm using this period, I'm using this season as a way for me to really double down on my habits. Because here's the thing, is that as much as it's become a default reflex for us to complain when things aren't going the way we want, we're not getting the outcomes we feel we deserve, or our bodies, our lives are showing up in a very uncomfortable way, nothing good can come out of lamenting. Nothing good can come from us complaining and resisting our lives, resisting our bodies, and essentially being at war with the essence of who we are. And the minute we complain, the minute we abdicate responsibility, and the minute we continue to justify and make excuses without changing how we're showing up, we make ourselves powerless. We make ourselves a victim. And in that state, we cannot actually create a better outcome for ourselves. And I want to be so transparent with you about how I'm feeling and the changes I'm making, because different seasons of life will change how we feel, whether it's being on certain medication, maybe you go through a huge life-altering shift, such as moving countries, getting divorced, maybe you find yourself in a state of, or on the brink of menopausing, getting pregnant, experiencing a health issue out of nowhere, some kind of financial turmoil, whatever it is, that's life. They're going to be ups, they're going to be downs. But when we cling on to what has always worked and override the guidance our body is trying to tell us, or the guidance that the universe is sending our way, when we let our logic overrule our intuition and in the process fall more out of alignment with ourselves, we are actually an energetic match to the problem. We're not in alignment with the outcome, the solution we actually want to experience. And as humans, we are so resistant to any kind of change. And it makes sense because we are wired for safety and receiving familiar outcomes that we've always experienced. It feels comfortable. We know what we're going to get. That predictability is very stabilizing on our nervous system. But in order for us to go to our next level and to unlock new sources of joy, of well-being, or fulfillment, we need to lean into and be willing to change. Because when we change from within, that is how we create the external changes our heart desires, whether it's in the form of improved health, whether it's in the form of manifesting your soulmate, whether it's manifesting more meaningful and authentic friendships, the career that gets you jumping out of bed, money coming in faster than you can spend it, or whatever it is your heart desires, you are the starting point of all creation. You have to be the change you wish to experience. And when it comes to now our well-being, it's so important to realize that our bodies are so dynamic. They're always changing. And what worked in one season isn't necessarily going to work now. And accept it, be okay with it. And rather than use it as another reason to hate on yourself or to judge yourself or to feel insecure in your body, allow yourself to adapt, to pivot, and to be unapologetic about it. So often we are resistant to change because of who we've always been. What will other people say? Or I followed this one approach or this one outlook in the past, and now I'm doing something that's so radically different. I'm going to seem like a hypocrite, da, 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 da. That's irrelevant. At the end of the day, is you got to now tune into your body and say, what do I need in this season? How can I now lean into that guidance it's giving me? How can I be more perceptive, increase my connection with my internal state, and no longer fight it, no longer be at war with it, no longer resist it? Remember, anything you're manifesting is just energy, and energy can only flow to the path of least resistance. And when you're resisting your life, resisting your body, resisting the season you're in, that resistance is what's going to block you from seeing other areas of your life open up. And so when you can now lean in and course correct as necessary, that is when things move so quickly. That is when you get back into alignment with the universal flow of life. That is when you get back into alignment with your body, your inner being. And that's when you become your most magnetic self. And that's exactly what I've been doing over this last week. Recognizing that, hey, I'm not feeling myself, giving myself the grace and knowing that, okay, it's because of the medication I'm on. And given the goals I have, I need to be on this medication temporarily. And it's okay, being okay with the discomfort, but also not being getting stuck in it and realizing, okay, well, by me continuing doing what I've done up until this point, it's not going to help with the symptoms. And will I eradicate the symptoms completely? I don't know. I hope so. I'm making a conscious effort to make the changes. So I'm increasing the likelihood of feeling better. And so I want to share a few changes I've been making. Again, everybody is different. And I think it's the reason I'm sharing this with you is not so you go and directly emulate it, but instead it's for you to realize that, hey, it's okay if what my body is asking for right now is so different to who I've always been or what I've always done, but also to give yourself the opportunity to lean in and ask your body, what do you need now? Our bodies have so much inner wisdom, and it's just about us being open and receptive to tap into that innate wisdom. And so the first thing that I've been really conscious about doing is reaching for gratitude and feeling so grateful for my body. As much as it feels so uncomfortable to put on clothes and look in the mirror and feel bleh, for lack of a better word, or to just feel like I have a baby in me and because there's so much water retention in my stomach, and to just feel bloated and to feel exhausted, I'm making that conscious effort to thank every cell in my body for taking care of me in ways I don't even fully comprehend. There are millions of different processes that are taking place in your body that you don't even realize are happening, but yet your cells are working on overtime for you. And I'm really shifting my focus to appreciating every one of those cells and its unconditional love for me. And the unconditional love that my body, my cells have for me, the same applies for you. And because the same way I'm in a relationship with another human, I'm also in a relationship with my body, is I'm going to give that same unconditional love back to my body and see it for the gift that it is. And it's easy when you're feeling really good. It's easy when you're thriving to appreciate your body. But when you aren't feeling your best, can you still maintain that love? And I promise you, is we don't even understand the enormity in terms of how our mind and body are interconnected. But when you can consciously send positive thoughts to your bodies, to yourself, it creates that sense of ease. And if you look at the word dis-ease. So when we're attacking our bodies, attacking ourselves, being negative to ourselves, that's what creates the disease in our body, which manifests in the form of unnecessary health issues, unwanted symptoms, and so forth. And in addition to being more grateful about my body, even more so right now, it's making that conscious effort in terms of how I'm talking about my body. And the other day, I was talking to my best friend, and she just asked me, "How are you feeling since being on a medication?" And it was so easy to answer back with something along the lines of, "Ugh, I feel like crap." But rather than complain, my answer to her was, and I'm really proud of this answer, I'm like, you know what? My body is so responsive right now, and it's responding to the medications clearly, and it just needs that extra TLC. It just needs that extra consideration, love, and care. And here's the thing is how you speak about yourself, how you speak about your body, how you speak about your life is exactly what manifests. You are speaking your life, you are speaking your well-being into existence. The words you use to describe yourself and your circumstances define what comes next. Be intentional. The second thing that I've done is being very honest and vulnerable about how I feel to a close confidant. And right now, that person is my sister. And there have been a few emotional meltdowns in terms of me just feeling really bloated because of the water retention. And as much as I know logically that it's not fat that I'm feeling like weight gain, but it's water retention. But it's really hard when you're just not feeling good in your body and your skin. And I could feel it triggering the same feelings I felt as an obese kid weighing 90 kilos who would walk into stores, try on clothes, and feel like nothing would fit and feel like it was such a struggle to buy clothes. And while that's not the case for me at all anymore, I mean, even in this state, I can go to any shop and buy and sorry, fit into anything. But do I feel that sense of confidence that I felt maybe a couple of weeks ago? No. I feel like that obese version of me. But by talking about it, by being honest about it, by actually hearing the advice and guidance and support that she gave me, it naturally has had such a stabilizing effect on my nervous system and reminded me of why I'm doing what I'm doing and also what is important in the end, but also just helping me shift my focus in terms of how I'm even perceiving myself. The third shift I've made, which is actually a really interesting one for me, is eating. Well, I noticed I've been craving a lot more red meat and animal products. And while I'm not a vegetarian by any means, on a normal basis, I mean, I don't even know what normal means anymore, but you know what I'm saying? Before I went on these medications, I used to eat a more of a vegetarian diet. Like I'd only eat non-veg more so when I was out. But lately, I have been craving beef like no other, lamb, chicken, eggs, turkey, you name it. Like if you offer me, do you want like a really good baguette or a steak? I don't even like steak normally. I'm like, oh, that steak just sounds so good. And I'm assuming that this is my body's way of satisfying its need for extra iron and protein right now, especially to help stabilize my energy levels and the shifts that are taking place within. A fourth change that I've been intentional about is lowering my sugar consumption, not eradicating it, because I believe that every diet has a bit of room for sugar. But I've made the conscious switch, especially after the holiday season. You're eating a lot more dessert than normal. You're having that extra piece of chocolate here and there and whatnot. But I've made the conscious effort to switch over to 85% dark chocolate and also have it a couple of squares in the evening versus square after lunch, and maybe in the afternoon as a part of a snack, and then in the evening, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm not the only one. And it's as much as it's become more mainstream to understand how sugar works and how our bodies, sorry, why our bodies crave sugar, I just want to highlight it. If anyone who's listening to this podcast, maybe it's you, who finds themselves craving sugar more than normal and finding themselves reaching for sugar when exhaustion kicks in. Here's the thing is that we crave sugar when our energy levels are low. But while that intake of sugar does lead to a spike in terms of our energy levels, so for a short period, we feel really energized and we feel really great.
those quick spikes lead to quick crashes really fast. And what happens is we find ourselves in the cycle of exhaustion because of the quick crash. Then we find ourselves reaching for more sugar. Then we get that temporary dopamine hit. Then it crashes again. And before we know it, we're so reliant on an external substance, but it's not actually giving us the satisfaction, the long-term satisfaction and energy that our bodies need. And in the process, we're just getting more and more out of alignment with what our bodies are actually asking for. Another shift that I've made is being intentional about eating every 3 to 4 hours to help stabilize my blood sugar levels. And I want to share this because while the intermittent fasting has become really popular, and I think there's a lot of merit to fasting and also leaving big gaps in between meals, again, this is where personalization is really important and recognizing who you are as an eater. So, are you someone who enjoys eating? And if so, like, I enjoy eating. I'm not even going to be around the rush. I love eating. And so by me saying I'm not going to eat for 6 hours in between my meals, it would actually lead me to binge later on. Whereas I find that when I'm eating every 3 to 4 hours, I actually have a lot more portion, better portion control during meal times, and my sugar cravings are close to none. And on that note, even though I'm eating every 3 to 4 hours, I don't want to say I've cut back on my carb intake, but I am prioritizing protein more than ever. And I will never be someone who advocates a completely zero carb diet, but in this stage of my life, I know that because I'm craving a lot more animal products, I'm okay to lower my carb intake and also being strategic when I eat it. So I find that I feel my best when I have lighter dinners and bigger breakfasts. And so I'm usually having toast with my eggs, egg whites in the morning. And then the rest of the day, I'm quite, I find it easier to not eat as much carbs, but instead go higher on my intake of healthy fats, which again, I'm sure my body needs it from a hormone standpoint, but also increasing my protein intake. The seventh change that I've made since starting these medications is being okay with lower intensity workouts. And rather than beat myself up for not doing the full hour that I usually do, or going as hard and lifting the heaviest weights as possible, or running instead of walking, whatever it is, rather than judge myself, I'm being proud of myself for just showing up. And some days, even if I do 30 minutes, that is enough. I talked about this in my recent episode, Becoming More Consistent, that intensity, while yeah, it's important to push ourselves out of our comfort zone, but consistency will take you places where motivation and instant gratification will not. And if you find that you're not able to be consistent with whatever it is you're doing, ask yourself, am I setting the bar way too high? And I know that if I made myself do the workouts I was doing a couple of weeks ago, I would not show up because I would not have the energy to be able to follow through. And so it's very easy to fall into that all or nothing mindset. So lowering the intensity of my workouts, being okay with it, but instead just focusing on intentional movement. How can I move my body today for 30 to 40 minutes to help with the energy flow? Especially when I'm feeling exhausted. Trust me, at this, and I'm being so honest because that's exactly what I felt over the last few days. When we're feeling so wiped and exhausted, the idea of putting on your trainers, no matter how much you love working out, no matter how much you know that you're going to feel better after, it's so freaking hard. But even 20 minutes, even 30 minutes, the irony is, as much as the idea of starting is exhausting, it's actually going to give you more energy. But again, don't kill yourself. Go to a slower pace, but just move your body. Nothing will drain you and exhaust you when you are living an overly sedentary life. The eighth change that I've made, and this is a really interesting one because it goes against the grain, no pun intended, in terms of the healthy guidelines that we're usually given, is I've made a conscious effort to cut back on my veggie intake, cut back on my fiber intake. And like I said earlier, is our bodies have so much wisdom. They're always giving us the guidance we need in order for us to thrive. But if we let our logic, let our ego, let what we've always done fuel our current choices, we're actually falling more and more out of alignment with our bodies. And so I shared this in the past. So I lost about 30, 35 kilos about, oh, like that, like 15 years ago, and I've maintained it since. And when I was losing the weight, I remember there was a huge focus on making sure every meal included a source of veggies for the sense of adding volume to your meals, for a lower amount of calories to increase fullness and also feel like you're eating big portions. And that was just something that stuck with me even during my maintenance journey, is just prioritizing veggies. And while I love veggies, like I'm that girl, like I'm the annoying girl that craves a stir fry, I crave salads, but I've noticed that sometimes I go a little ham with the veggie intake, and as a result, I find myself feeling really bloated, like I have a fiber belly in my body, and I don't feel good. And especially with the water retention I've been feeling this past week, the fiber has not been doing me any favors. And so while I'm still eating veggies, because I cannot go without veggies, I've definitely drastically reduced my intake. And again, it seems counterproductive, but right now that's my body telling me, and I'm leaning into it. And you know what? I feel freaking amazing. So just saying. And I have two more pointers that I'm going to share. And the second to last one is the penultimate pointer I'm going to share. That word is not used enough, but anywho's, is wearing clothes that make you feel good. Yes, I have wonderful clothes, which I love, but some of them right now, they're more fitted than others. And I know it's just a matter of time, a couple of weeks, that I can wear them and enjoy wearing them once again. But right now, you know what? Loose fitting clothes are what is making me feel better. So I'm just leaning into it. And I think, again, it's not used as an excuse to, because again, I think when you're wearing loose fitted clothes, sometimes it's very easy to go off the rails with your diet because you don't realize the changes that are happening. But in my case, I know that I'm being very intentional in my diet, and I also know my reason for why I'm wearing loose fitted clothes. Not because I'm gaining actual fat, but because these medications are making me bloat, and it's not even comfortable to wear them, and nor do I feel good when I wear them. And so just, wanted to share that differentiation. And then lastly, the last shift I've made is outline my top priorities for January. As much as January is typically the go hard month, and for most of the population, it's recognizing that what works for others might not apply to you in this season of life. And for me, I know that January 2024, the idea of going hard, that is not for me right now. And that's not to say that I'm not going to go hard in 2024. It's not to say that I'm not going to put in the work in January. I have some really fun projects coming up. But for the most part, January is the month, this month of the year, January 24, 2024 is the month that I'm consciously leaning into intentional ease and slowness. And I'm so okay with it. And I think this is where the self-trust aspect kicks in. So often we're so scared to slow down because A, what it means about us, but B, this idea that if I let myself go, if I slow down, will this mean I'm not going to move forward at all? Whereas I know that this is what my body needs right now. And by giving my body the rest that it needs, it's going to come back even harder. And what opens up as a result is going to be even wilder than I could imagine. And if you're somebody who finds that you struggle to rest, please, please do the work to actually shift your relationship with rest. Going hard, hustling, grinding, as much as these words are glamorized, they are the most destructive actions we can take when we're doing it on a perpetual basis. But instead, it's about learning how to manage your periods of hustle with equal amounts of slowing down, of leaning back and resting. And when you can find that sweet spot, you will see your life open up in ways beyond your own comprehension. And what ends up happening is you're doing less, but achieving so much more. And so there you have it. These are the 10 pointers to help me feel better in this season of life, to ensure that I'm able to thrive despite the unwanted symptoms that I'm experiencing with the medication that I'm currently on, and also how I'm not playing the victim. I'm not playing the victim card. I'm not going to disempower myself, and as a result, block myself from moving forward in any area of my life. Because when you are putting yourself in such a disempowered, victimized state, it will not only affect the current area of life that you're struggling with, but it will also show up in every other area of your life. Because at the end of the day, your life is nothing more than a mirror reflection of you. And so if you enjoy this episode, if you found it useful, I would love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushpoo.ky. Like I said, this was a very raw, vulnerable, and honest conversation, but I wanted to be as transparent as possible, because the more we can normalize that there's certain seasons of life where we're not going to be feeling our best, but at the same time, we can be intentional about changing things around. That's how we can actually show up for our lives in a much grander way. And as a result, invite so much more abundance into our lives. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.